This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with your Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, you know, daylight savings time is over, and there were stories all over the media last weekend. Internet dumping on the time change. People saying it's not necessary and dangerous to your health. I'm not sure the fall back part is. I know the spring ahead part certainly messes with your metabolism. My body clock's a little out of whack. We'll fix that. British farmers are being encouraged to improve their productivity by burying their underpants.
What did he say?
Yeah, strange part is it seems to make sense. Burying underwear gives you a quick view of the fertility of your soil. If the ground is sterile and lifeless, the soil won't damage the material much. But organically thriving soil will eat most of the cotton in the shorts within 2 months. You'll dig up nothing but the elastic waistband. So bury your shorts and check your soil. You have to check that story with some of my soil testing friends. Speaking of underwear, 27-year-old Brazilian beauty Lei Ribeiro has been chosen to wear Victoria's Secret's Christmas fantasy bra this year. It's called the Champagne Nights Fantasy Bra and is gold and encrusted with $2 million, yellow sapphires, and blue topaz. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Here are a few signs you're a workaholic. You work on vacation. Your self-worth is completely tied to your job. You don't have any hobbies. And you'd never describe yourself as a workaholic because you don't want to talk about it. Even people who joke that they're a workaholic usually aren't. Thanksgiving just a few weeks away, and a gourmet ice cream company has just released a bunch of new Thanksgiving flavors, including stuffing, salted caramel turkey, and buttered mashed potatoes and gravy. $13 a pint. You can order them online. There's a few others. Apple cranberry stuffing, spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie, and sweet potato casserole with maple pecans. Not an ice cream for me. Here are a few random facts. Katie Sagal and Jennifer Jason Leigh both lost their fathers in tragic helicopter accidents on movie sets. Did you know or do you care? The average eel lives to be about 10 to 15 years old, but a few years ago, an eel in Sweden lived to be 155. That's the equivalent of a person living 813 to 1,220 years. And there's no copyright or patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anyone's free to use it. You just have to figure out how it's done. Most magicians refuse to use other magicians' tricks out of an unwritten code. Last week, it was Forbes magazine list of most powerful men. This week, the women take the spotlight. Angela Merkel of Germany is still the most powerful woman in the world. Hillary Clinton has fallen from second place all the way to 65th. Her old position as second most powerful is now taken by British Prime Minister Theresa May. Got to give Disney credit for this. They want to be more inclusive, so their engineers are working on fireworks you can feel. They say this will bring added enjoyment to people with low vision or those that are completely blind. Somehow, water jets are aimed at a tactile screen, and people with vision problems can feel the screen while fireworks are going off overhead. They say the experience of the water explosions against the screen are analogous to what's happening in the sky. Pretty cool idea. Not surprising, Disney engineers thought of it. The South Haven Elks Lodge is hosting a reception this Friday night, the 10th, to honor all veterans and Medal of Honor recipient James McLuhan. There's a meet and greet happy hour from 5 to 6, followed by dinner from 6 to 8. Dinner will be free for veterans and their families, a nominal charge for everybody else. Music during dinner provided by the South Haven Jazz Band. It'll be a short ceremony at 7, and then dancing for the rest of the night. If you, your family member, or friend, or a veteran enjoy an evening of appreciation and fun, you do not need to be a veteran to attend. The event is open to all public this Friday night, November 10th, at the South Haven Elks Lodge. Knucklehead news out of Chicago, where a man shot himself while attempting to rob a hot dog stand. Allegedly, he had pulled a gun and demanded cash from the two employees, and when he started to run away, he jammed the gun into his waistband, and it went off. He's recovering in the hospital right now before facing charges. Oh, boy. That's your Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about, please send it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook, Twitter, @SuperHitsPaul. Fax is 637-2675. You can even drop the information off here at the station. We're right across the street from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140 in South Haven. Podcast of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com and online at great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.